That's right, you're punching.
So, yesterday we discussed the Aruch HaNer. The Aruch HaNer's basic point for the Rabbanan was, and his Lashon, I guess the most significant Lashon, is at the end of that first paragraph, well, I should say the bottom of the first column, spanning to the top of the second column, where he says, Alozeshe betchilo nasa almanas lamalos. Those cavities, which are essentially made to be filled, almanas lamalos, imkain lo hoya lo din beis kibul. Really, it's not a beis kibul. Rak sheba oda rekan, but when it's still empty, matame, it could become tame, kevon sheroi lekabubo akoponim. But once it's filled up, avo achash, and it's male, ki ilum nistam lagamri, venifsa beis kibul el dami, Vitahar, the Rabbanan. So Stipler brings down basically that Shita of Aruch HaNer and others. He says he doesn't understand. He says if in fact it's not a base kibul because it's going to be filled in, we shouldn't really view it as a base kibul, right? Why is it not a base kibul? Because it's never intended to accept anything. It happens to be a depression. It happens to be an opening. It happens to be a cavity, a void, a hollow, what have you. But as far as the base kibul goes, it's not intended for that purpose. It's intended for one purpose. Stick the barzel in, Shalom Yisrael. Put the broom together with the brush, finished. That's what it's for. So right now there's a space there, but that's not a base kibul. Base kibul, apparently, the way he's viewing it, at least in this question, is what? Something that's intended for the purpose of putting things in, or gathering, or collecting things. It's not meant for collection. V'efshar. So where he addresses this question at the bottom of the lower right-hand side here, the beginning of the paragraph, Ve'efshar, Daf Lamed Beis. Someone like to step up to the sacrificial podium and give it a whirl?
Ve'efshar, do'olam gam, sorry. Ve'efshar do'olam gam acher, shenis...
Achar.
Achar, shenis male, lo bitu toras kli, kli kibo. Kibo mimenu dima shemuna.
Slow, take it slow. So now he's saying maybe even after it's been filled in, let's say you screwed the broom handle into the brush, so even after that's taken place, maybe you'll say lo batil toras kli kibo mimenu. Right? Maybe you won't say that at that point there's no longer a base kibo here. Maybe that's not the proper way to view it. Because until now we were saying really the base kibo becomes bottle, and if that's the case, then it should be as though it's not there now. Right? Okay, so you say maybe that's not so. Maybe the piece kibul is not bottle. Okay?
Dema shemunach betocho zehu hishtamshut, thank you. Tocho.
Hello, how you say that? Hishtamshut. Yeah. Right. So see, maybe now once you put the broom handle into the brush, there so something is in that space, right? Mashemunach b'socho zehu hishtam shestocho. It's a use of that space. It's a use of that cavity. That's a considered hishtam shes of the soch of the inside. Right.
But it's still just because it's being used.
Let's hear him out. Okay.
I never give people a chance.
Vakati.
Vakati.
And still.
Toras toch.
The kibul of. So since it now has a use insofar as it will house the handle, it's considered a use. And now the space is being used. And it's accepting this other object. So if that's the case, so now it's velo nechshav hakol kedavar echad legamri. It's not all to be viewed as what?
One thing.
Right? It's not all to be viewed as one integral whole.
The way he was leading it up.
I mean, the way he's teeing up the question?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
It seems as though he would
He would not accept this.
Right.
I mean, he's convinced it's the other way.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way you have to, if you're going to raise a question, you have to write it that way. You have to strengthen your question to make it sound like a good question. No, I'm not saying it's not a good question.
Quick turn that he took.
So you're saying maybe it's not like that. Maybe really it's the opposite. Maybe we don't say that the void is totally bottle. We'll say it's still there. It's just serving. It's serving the other thing. And therefore, it's really still a kibul. Let's see a little further. Obviously, if he's going to say it, he's got to prove it one way or the other. Yeah.
Masha Tahor Leha Riz, Zichrono Lebracha.
Yeah.
Who's the Riz?
The Riaz.
Riaz. Who's that?
Riaz, one of them. We're back. So let's see what he says.
Who was the Riaz?
That's like, what color was George Washington's white horse?
Yeah. What's the guy's first name? Okay, well, his full name. So let's see. So what's his Mahalath now? I mean, really, it is considered a base kibul. Oh, and that which the Riaz was Matahir. Why was the Riaz Matahir? That which the Shulchan Aruch cites the Riaz is saying Tahar.
Achar Shemilah. Shemilauhu, hainu mishum de bekli is it beinan dumya de sak.
So when you talk about kliates, you need we have this rule. You need that it does be similar to sak. What's similar to sak? What? How so?
De metaltel milo
male
virakina
the rekan. The sock is moved both empty and full, and after you fill it,
what's that abbreviation that comes next?
My time.
1 second. Kol ze basa shemalu, aval kodem shemalu, machash v'shapir metalta mole v'rekan. I'm sorry. Umehai time a kliyetz habob a mida tahor, lefisha ein metalton also mole. A chanami beis kibul haosli lamalos, achar shemaluhu tahor mishum sheino metalto rekon ela mole. Daashav eino ome lehitalto rekon. Kol ze basa shemaluhu, aval kol shemaluhu mechash v'shapir metalto below mole v'rekon. Why daashav metaltohu rekon v'omehu lehimalos. Let me try to explain. So since this object can still be moved, or the object in question can still be moved both empty and full, so therefore before it's full, right, it can be mekabel tuma.
So they're saying because it has two separate steps.
Okay, so the rule over here in Chagiga on Chavav and Beis is that in order for Kli Eitz to become tame, it has to be subject to this principle of dumya de sak. Just like a sak is carried full and empty, so too for the kliyates, in order to become tame, it has to be also something which is moved full and empty. So the stipler wants to say like this. Maybe you'll say over here that really the Torah's keli, or the Torah's base kibul rather, is not batal, because what's placed in it is really a form of use. Ah, what about the fact that the Riaz that he cites earlier was Metaher, a similar case? Oh, that must be, says the stipler, after it was filled. After it was filled, why? Because we need Dumya de Kliates. We need Dumya de Sak, which can be moved Mole and Rekon. But after this thing is filled, it's not moved Rekon anymore. But once you put the arrowhead in the arrow, then you'll say it's not to be moved empty anymore. You're not going to take the arrowhead out anymore, which means it's not moved empty, only full. And therefore, since it's not omed to be moved empty, it can't become tame. But that's only after it's been filled in. But before it's been filled in...
Before the wooden thing has, you mean the metal...
Right. Meaning kol zman that it's omei to be moved empty and full, then it's mukhshet to be kabel tuma. He's saying like this. He's saying maybe really there is a receptacle still here.
Right.
There is still a receptacle.
The
thing's not bottled to it.
It's still a receptacle.
It's still a receptacle for this thing. Oh, so why, if that's the case...
Why can't it mekabel tumah?
Why, according to the Riaz, why wasn't it mekabel tumah? Oh, because they have a rule of kliyates. Maybe when it comes to pshute kliyates, it can't become tumah unless it's dumi desak. What's dumi desak? It has to be moved empty and full. Oh, but once you fill it in, it's not susceptible to becoming to be moved empty, because it's not going to be empty.
Yep.
Oh, if that's the case, then it can't become tumah. That's what he wants to answer for the sheet that holds, or right. Sheet that held. Yeah.
Another way... So if you had like a pot
Well, one second before we give
up. Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay. So now, since it's not omid to be moved empty, it's not subject to this rule anymore. But before it's filled in, then it is movable empty and whole, and therefore, when it is moved empty and it's omid to be filled and to be moved full, so now it's omid to be moved in both of those states. I gotta pick up chicks with that card. Okay.
Actually, you could. You could pick up about five or six.
That's what he wants to say over here. Right? So once it can be moved in these two manners, it can be moved in these two states, right? Mole v'reikon. Therefore, before the miloi, it could still be mekabel toma. It could still be mekabel toma.
Right.
He's just trying to explain. He's not disagreeing fundamentally with the Aruch Lanair. He's just trying to explain why, in that interim state, it could become tummy. He's saying it could become tummy because now it's subject to being moved, empty and full. It's like it's just a totally different approach in terms of the rules of Tum and Tahara. You're not really getting into how you define base kibul. He's saying it is a base kibul. He's saying it is a base kibul when the thing is in there. Oh, if it's a base kibul and the thing is in there, then why should it become tahar? Why should it be tahar? Oh, it's tahar. Why? Because you need kliyetz dumi desak. And that can only be when it's empty, but not when it's full. See, once you say that it's still called a base kibul after, right, then it's definitely a base kibul before. If it's definitely a base kibul before, so how come it's tahar? Why is it going to be tahar? Oh, because once it's full, then it's no longer subject to this rule of mole v'reikon, in which case it can't be susceptible to toma.
All right. So at the beginning, the wooden shaft has a base kibul. At the end, it also has a base kibul. The only difference is before it has the head inserted to it, then it can be moved full and empty, and
right,
therefore can be kabel tuma and other. And afterward,
yeah,
it's
that's
always
exactly that's what he's trying to say.
So it's a totally different approach.
It's not a different approach than the Aruch Lanair, and so well, I guess it is a totally different approach. Yes,
it's not a matter of function.
No
essentials. No, it's like a new.
No, but it is an issue of base kibul insofar as he's saying there is still a base kibul when the item is stuck in. Whereas in his question, he was assuming it shouldn't be a base kibul because it's basically bottle. You know, the handle and the brush are one thing. The arrowhead and the shaft are one thing. Now he's saying, no, maybe you shouldn't say that. Maybe you should really say this hole is really serving the item that's stuck in there. That's its ishtamshus. That is ishtamshus. Oh, so if that's the case, why is there a base kibul before? He says, you know what? Maybe the truth is really, it's still a base kibul later. It really is a base kibul later because it's not one integral whole. It's one serving the other. And if that's the case, why is the riyaz metaher? He says, the riyaz is only metaher when? When it's full. So when it's full, then even though it's a base kibul, but it's not a base kibul that's subject to being dumi desak. Because it's only going to be full. It's not going to be empty anymore.
Wait, the riyaz is before the Aruch Lanair?
Historically?
Well, the Aruch Lanair was talking about Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham directly, right? He didn't go to the riyaz.
No. The Stipler quoted the riyaz.
And what did the riyaz say again?
That's at the top of the page, Laman Beis. Ikur Divrehem Zal, meaning the Aruch Lanair and others who say base kibul that's meant to be filled up is not a base kibul. And that's only, it's his Eino Ela Kodem Shemalu. That's only before. Matsasi B'Shelta Gibor, Mesugim B'Shem Riyaz, Al Shekosav, Chitzim Nekevos, Mechule, Afal Pisha Oso Kibul, Oso Blis Malos. The Riyaz said, these Chitzim that you're going to fill up later with the Bazel, Ad Shelo Maluhu, Harehu Kikol Kli Kibul. It's still a Kli Kibul. Hare Lehedja, Kimol Shekosav Achronam Zal. V'Shuv Matsasi, something else. Okay. So what's his? What was his question from the Riaz? Umasha tohor lehariyazal achashem aluhu. Right. In other words, the Riaz, along with these other shitas that he cites here, are making a distinction between before and after it's filled. Right? When is it a problem? Eino bedin beis kibul, eino ela kodem shemaluhu. Before. One second. Afal pisha oso kibul osi lismalos bezachos abarzo achelo maluhu. Achelo maluhu hare hu kikol kli kibul. The Riaz held like this. When it's empty, it's like a base kibul, like any other base kibul.
Yep.
When it's filled, then it's not a base kibul.
And Sefer Goyen is...
Sefer Goyen is saying, well, why is that? Why is that? If you'll tell me, you could take the...
This is where the Dunya Desa comes.
He's saying, if you're going to take my theory and answer up my kasha on Aruch HaNer, right? My kasha on Aruch HaNer is, why should I view it as a base kibul now in the interim state? Oh, that's because really it's always a base kibul. It's really a base kibul later, also. Oh, if it's a base kibul later, it just has something in it that's serving, so it's a base kibul too now. Oh, but if that's the case, how come the Riaz makes a chiluk between now, when it can become tamei, and later, when it's filled, when it can't become tamei? If it's a base kibul, it should still be susceptible to toma. Oh, no. Because later, even though it's a base kibul, it's lacking in dumi desak.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, good. So the Riaz says that the base kibul exists in both cases. The base kibul is always there, filled or unfilled. The only thing is, it cannot become tummy because of dumi desak in the second.
It can become tummy before.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, because of dumi desak.
Yeah. Well, that's the way he's trying to explain it. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So he says the base kibul exists in all cases.
All right. It's a little technical, but something interesting. Hopefully, we'll get a little bit of yedius, if nothing else. Right?
Okay, Riaz says base kibul exists in both cases, and Stipler explains because of Dumi Desak, the second case.
That's why there's... Exactly. Dumi. Exactly. All right?
Yep.
All right.